Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Stoicom. Today's topic hits close to home, practicing mindfulness and challenging emotions. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like they are taking you on a wild roller coaster ride with no brakes? Yeah, I get it. Life can throw some serious curveballs, leaving us feeling overwhelmed and out of control. But guess what? We've got a superpower. Mindfulness. It's not about suppressing those feelings, it's about acknowledging them, understanding them, and responding to them in a way that empowers us, not disables us. Think of it like this. Your emotions are like weather patterns, sometimes sunny, sometimes stormy. Mindfulness is the art of observing those patterns without getting swept away by them. Let's dive into 5 key takeaways that can help you navigate those emotional storms with grace and resilience. First things first, breathe. Seriously, take a deep breath right now. That feeling of your chest rising and falling? That's your body reminding you that you are present, grounded, and capable. Deep breathing is like hitting the reset button on your nervous system, calming those swirling emotions and bringing clarity to your mind. Remember, it's not about pretending everything is okay, it's about creating a space of calm within yourself where you can process what's happening authentically. Next up, get curious. Instead of labeling emotions as good or bad, try exploring them with genuine curiosity. Ask yourself, what sensations am I feeling? Where in my body do I feel this emotion? What thoughts are accompanying it? This practice helps you detach from the emotional roller coaster and gain a more objective perspective. Think of it like being a detective investigating your own feelings, no judgment, just honest observation. Number 3. Remember, emotions are temporary. You know that feeling when you're heartbroken, angry, or frustrated? It feels like it's going to last forever, right? But trust me, it won't. Emotions, like waves in the ocean, rise and fall. They come and go. Knowing this can be incredibly empowering because it reminds us that we are not defined by our emotions, we are capable of weathering any storm. Speaking of weathering storms, let's talk about self-compassion. When you're feeling challenged, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Acknowledge your feelings without judgment, offer yourself words of comfort, and remember that you're doing the best you can in a complex world. Finally, find healthy outlets for those emotions. It could be journaling, taking a walk in nature, listening to music, or spending time with loved ones. Whatever helps you process and release those feelings in a constructive way. Remember, bottling them up only creates pressure that's bound to explode eventually. Find healthy ways to express and release those emotions. Your mind, body, and soul will thank you for it. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're stuck in traffic, feeling the frustration bubbling up as you inch forward. Your heart rate is rising, thoughts are racing, and you might even be tempted to honk the horn guilty. But what if instead of getting caught up in the anger, you took a moment to practice mindfulness? You could take a few deep breaths, observe the sensations of tightness in your chest, acknowledge those frustrated feelings without judgment, and remind yourself that this is temporary. Maybe even listen to some calming music or visualize reaching your destination safely. See how that shifts things? It doesn't mean you magically erase the frustration, but it allows you to respond instead of react, transforming a potentially stressful situation into an opportunity for self-awareness and emotional resilience. So there you have it, 5 powerful practices to integrate mindfulness into your daily life, especially during those challenging moments. Remember, practicing mindfulness isn't about being perfect or achieving some unattainable state of zen. It's about showing up for yourself with kindness, curiosity, and a willingness to learn and grow. And hey, even the wisest sages have off days. That's it for today's episode. Take those insights and put them into practice. Share your experiences with us on social media. Let's build a community of mindful warriors together. Until next time, stay calm, stay curious, and keep shining your light.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.